When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. You know, NBA, the free agency period begins June 30th. That's a Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern. Teams will start talking to players before official announcements can be made on July 6th. So I was looking at the top 25 alleged best options available on the market, and it's all broken down by, obviously, RFAs, restricted free agents, UFAs, unrestricted, POs, which are player options, and TOs, which are team options. Still the top free agent, LeBron James, the king, at it again. You look at his season averages, 71 games played, shot 54% from the floor, 41% from downtown, 75% from the line, averaged over 7 rebounds, over 8 dimes, and over 25 points a game. You'd think that he would do it, test free agency. He's got a $51.4 million option for next season. Return to the Lakers, obviously, is what he's going to do. He's not going anywhere. He's 39. And now you got the story of his son's draft availability. Will the Lakers take young Bronny? But nobody knows for sure where the NBA's all-time leading scorer will suit up next season. I say he stays in Lipstick City with the Lakers. And it really is up to him. You know, it's his player option. Why would he want to leave LA? Why would he want to leave the Lakers? And go play for who? At this point, at this age, at this time... And I know they've had this coaching carousel, but he really runs the team, doesn't he? And if he wants his son on the team, all he has to do is pick up the phone and call Jeannie or walk into her office and say, snag Bronny, and that'll be that. And I got to tell you, I get a little sick and tired of hearing about the Lakers. I'll give you this. I watched the 30 for 30 the other day of the Lakers-Celtics rivalry in the 80s. It was awesome. It was unbelievable. It was a different time. Obviously, Bird and Magic saved the NBA and made it, frankly, what it is today. Watching that old rivalry is certainly better for me than watching Bird and McHale and Parrish and, you know, your boy... And the rest of them, Cooper, Worthy. And I got to tell you, watching this day and age, watching the Celtics win the NBA championship made me sick to my stomach. The next free agent, a player option, is Paul George, PG-13. 74 games played, 47% from the floor, 41% from three, 90% from the line, over 5 rebounds, over 3 dimes, over 22 game. And he certainly got game, and he joined the 50-40-90 club in his 33-year-old season. 9-time All-Star, can be their top option on that team or any team or on a contender. He can make shots. He can defend the perimeter. And anybody that would want him would, you know, take him, and it would be certainly advantageous for them. I think he stays with the Clippers as well. I've heard him going everywhere from the Sixers out east. Even the Knicks, I've heard. So, whatever. Ty Maxey of the Sixers is a restricted free agent. You know he's going to get offers because he's such a badass. 70 games played, 45% from the floor, 37% from downtown, 86% from the line, over 6 times, and over 25 points a game. He only earns $4.3 million, and he's going back to the Sixers, but he's going to get offers that are going to make them have to pay him. Daryl Morey's plan to build around Maxey and Embiid is well known. Would the Sixers choose to blow off an extension with Maxey this summer to order, like, you know, as much cap space next year as possible? This guy's unstoppable. He gets to the tin and does whatever he wants. And he makes them so much better. And the bottom line is, he and you know, Embiid are the show. They're the deal. I don't like anybody else on that team, to be honest. The free agent that everybody's got their eyes on is OG Anunoby of the Knicks. He's got a player option. Played in 50 games, which is a concern. He doesn't play, gets injured. He shot 48.9% from the floor, 38% from three, 75% from the line, just over 4 rebounds, just over 2 dimes, 14 points a game. This guy, 6'7", long, strength. He can guard anybody 1 through 5. He's 26. He can shoot from outside. He can pass. He can do it all. He's a supporting option on any team, on a contender for sure. If he doesn't opt out to continue with the Knicks, that's what we want. I mean, in New York, we want Anunoby to stay, but I got to tell you one thing. I need this bro to be healthy because he just hasn't been. James Harden, also a player option, 72 games played, and he's old. 34 and still playing 72 games, 42% from the floor, 38% from downtown, 87% from the line, 5 rebounds, 8 dimes, over 16 points a game, and he brings tons to the table. He's not a dominant scorer anymore, but he's still one of the best playmakers. He can shoot from outside. He can still get to the 10. He can still flat-out ball. Emmanuel Quickley of the Raptors is a restricted free agent. You wonder if he'll go back there. He's only making $4.2 million. Played in 68 games, 43% from the floor, 39.5% from downtown, 85% from the line, 3 rebounds, 4 dimes, 17 points a game. When he got to Toronto, he was full-time, and he was the key to an offense that's changing, rebuilding. And he had a little trouble as the point. But his assists went up from 2.5 to 6.8 per game. Turnovers stayed the same, but Quickley can flat-out play. I love his floater. DeMar DeRozan, who I saw in Vegas at the Tank Davis fight, is unrestricted. He can go wherever he wants. He's making $28.6 million, played in 79 games, 48% from the floor, 33% from downtown, 85% from the line, over 4 rebounds, over 5 dimes, 24 points a game. Three-time All-NBAer can still fill it up. What about Nick Claxton? He's unrestricted, played in 71 games, averaged 11 points, 9 boards, 2 dimes. Let's not get crazy here. He only makes $9.6 million. Malik Monk is unrestricted up in Sacramento. His salary, $9.9 million, 15 a game. Of course, he went toe-to-toe with Naz Reid for Sixth Man of the Year this past season. And a lot of people love his game. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is a player option out in Denver. He would earn $15.4 million, average 10 a game, shoots 40% from downtown. What about D'Lo, D'Angelo Russell, the Lakers player option, scores 18 a game, 41% from three. I think the guy's got all kinds of game, shooting, playmaking, dealing, passing, can do it all. He's 28. How about Miles Bridges of the Hornets, an unrestricted free agent? He's had his problems off the court. That would scare people away, but 21 points, 7 boards, 3 dimes a game, and he makes $7.9 million. Tobias Harris is unrestricted in Philly, 17 a game. Problem is he earns $39.3 million. Who wants to pay that? Buddy Hield is unrestricted, 12 a game. Klay Thompson, unrestricted. In San Fran, 17 a game, 38% from downtown, earning whopping $43 million and change. Tyus Jones of the Wizards is unrestricted, 12 a game. He's earning $14 million. Valanciunas of the Pels, unrestricted, 12 a game, 8 boards a game, earning $15.5 mil. Hartenstein, my boy, white boy Rick of the Knicks, unrestricted, 7 points a game, 8 rebounds, earning $9.2 million. Some of the other players available: Bruce Brown, a team option in Toronto; Royce O'Neal, unrestricted in Phoenix; Oubre in Philly, unrestricted; Obi Toppin in Indy is restricted, making $6.8 million. Gary Trent Jr., unrestricted in Toronto, scoring 13 a clip. Markel Fultz of Orlando, unrestricted, and so is Luke Kennard, though he's a team option in Memphis.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.